This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The recent rains are soaking deep into the soil profile. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
After one of the driest starts in recorded history for October, the end of the month brought plenty of rain. At this point, the weather is now continuing with a wetter pattern. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, gave an update on the latest conditions.
You had several reporting periods for USDA NAS in which we had no measurable rainfall, and that changed with a late month system that came through starting on the 30th and, you know, going from that second driest start. Still drier than normal, about 0.8 of an inch below average for the state. But you look at stations in eastern Iowa that's been the driest for our National Weather Service and COCORAZ networks over the last 30 to 60 days, anywhere from 300 to 600% of normal. So 3 to 6 times what we would expect in a given 10-day window. So you have some stations that had anywhere from 4 to 6+ inches across a good chunk of Iowa.
Since the soil was so dry before it rained, most of the rain was able to soak deep into the soil. In fact, there weren't very many observable puddles.
Cooler temperatures as well, low vegetative demand. So as you aptly mentioned off air here, the moisture that we're getting, we didn't really see any ponding in fields. We didn't see any ponding on bare soils because the moisture is soaking in. And that just shows you how dry those soil profiles have been. So it's been a remarkable improvement in that we've gone from 88% drought coverage last week on the drought monitor to 25% less this week, just because of the rainfall that we've seen recently.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.